Hello guys, this is Chris Gilland coming from Waxhaw, North Carolina. This is going to be interesting. I have just put an order through on papajohns.com. I wanted to let you guys kind of know from a blindness perspective the best way to do this, if you ever want to do it, because it is a little bit confusing. For one thing, do not even think about attempting to use the iOS app for the iPad or iPhone. It is totally unusable. I have tried and, well, let me rephrase that. It isn't totally unusable, but there are enough problems with it. I do apologize for the background noise. I'm taking care of a few things over here before my order gets here. Anyways, there are a few things which do read in the app, but probably not enough to really make it all that great. You can kinda-ish select the pizza that you want, but even that doesn't really work very well. Give me a second, guys. What I wound up having to do was I wound up having to actually go to the website, and once I was there, there's a link, ironically enough, up at the very top of the page that actually says first of all, you go to www.papajohns.com, okay? Once you're there, there will be a link. It's going to be kind of up near the very, very top of the page. And basically, that particular link will say accessibility. Now, if you click that link, lamentably, I have not found a way to make that a favorite. Let me rephrase that. Yes, I can make it a favorite. I can make it a bookmark, which I did, by the way. What I'm trying to say is, I haven't found a way to make it whereby the next time that you open your web browser, you know, whether that be like in Windows, whether that be Firefox or Internet Explorer on the Mac, whether that be Google Chrome or Safari or whatever, I've not found a way to have it automatically remember and take you here again. So, and the URL is not exactly the most user-friendly to remember, so the best thing I would suggest is just go to the link in general. I mean, it's not very hard to find. It's right at the very, very top. I mean, it's not that hard to miss if you just VO right arrow down. I mean, you'll see it. Pretty obvious. Anyways, if you go there, then I'm just going to sit this iPhone on the floor for a minute. I've got to take care of a few things. Hopefully you can still hear me okay. Then you're going to have a very nice and very accessible, might I add, version of the Papa John's website. Basically what it does is it loads the mobile version of the website. From there, I was very easily able to sign up for an account. All of the combo boxes read perfectly. There is one part that is a little unintuitive, and that's when you're adding your pizza. Once you click the pizza of your choice, you're going to get a couple of links that'll come up, and basically what makes it tough is it's going to say like it'll start with like SM. And then it'll abbreviate the name of the pizza. But it'll say like SM Med LGR. I don't know why they're doing LGR and not LRG, but then you'll see a thing that has like, what in the world? Sorry about that. You'll see a thing that says something to the effect of like LGR, but then you'll see something that says like X LGR, I think it says, what's basically happening is you got these different things for the different size pizzas. So basically, the SM, you can probably imagine, is small. Med, that's pretty obvious. Medium. LGR. I don't know why they do LGR and not LRG. Someone was dyslexic. But anyway, that's large. And then your XLGR, that would obviously be your extra large. And again, I don't know why they put LGR and not LRG. That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But whatever. That's how they did it, so yeah. I'm just walking downstairs right now so that... One of the things you can do is to tell the driver, you can put instructions for the driver, but be very, very, very careful when you do that, because I think you only get upward of like 30-something characters for the instructions, so just beware of that. It's not exactly easy to put the instructions in there. What I basically said is, please call once you arrive. And basically the reason I did that is, you know, that way, we have a broken heater down here, and God almighty, it's freezing down here. So yeah, not a good thing. But anyways, as I was saying, yeah, so just beware of that as you're filling things in. Again, I really don't advise trying to do this from the iOS app. Now, having said that, you probably could go into Safari on the iPhone, and if you navigated to papajohns.com, my guess is, being that you're doing this from a mobile-based device, whether that be an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, whatever, it's probably going to know that you're on some sort of a mobile device. And so my guess is that it probably will load the mobile website. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't really tried, so I don't really know exactly what that would do. But my guess is, if I had to assume, it would probably do that. Which, certainly as far as doing things on the iPhone or whatever, would make it a little bit more easy. That's for sure. Like I said, unfortunately, I haven't really found that there's a very good and short URL for going to the mobile website. Now, what I might do later is I might try, without being signed in, to go to the mobile site, and then from there, what I'm thinking I might try to do is to go there and then do, like, try to go to the address bar, look at what that is, make sure it's consistent. But as long as it's consistent, every time that exact same URL keeps coming up and taking me to that same place and taking me to the mobile site, then what I'll do is I'll pop that URL over into bit.ly or something. I'll make it into a short URL, you know, shortened URL, and or tiny URL, even better yet. So there's something to that effect. And just I'll kind of make it a shorter URL that'll be a little bit easier to just naturally navigate to, because I think that would really help. And I'll see if I can do that for you guys, provided that, and if I get that done, I'll post, you probably won't find it on my audio boo, but you'll definitely find it on my Twitter feed, if I do, which most of you guys that are following me here on audio boo also follow me on Twitter, but just in case you don't, my Twitter feed is Gilland, that's G-I-L-L-A-N-D, underscore Chris, C-H-R-I-S. And don't worry, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, who get my audio boos that way, I'll put the link up on Facebook as well on my wall. That way you guys will, if you're a Twitter bird like I am, you'll be able to get it on my timeline. If you're a Facebook, you know, guy or gal, then you'll be able to get it on my, you know, you'll be able to get it on my Facebook wall. So don't worry about that. That won't be a problem. That is provided that you know, like I said, the URL doesn't change and do something really cockamamie. But as long as it doesn't, I'll see what I can do after I get done with lunch. But anyway, I just wanted to throw this boo out to you guys to let you guys know ordering Papa John's online is possible. There are definitely many accessibility issues that really, really are seriously broken badly that need to be fixed. For one thing, don't even attempt to go into just www.papajohns.com and just using the main website. Don't even think about it. If you do, believe me, you're going to be wishing you hadn't. It's the interface on the full website at best is extremely, extremely difficult, if not impossible, to deal with. So I really advise very strongly against doing that. But as far as going there, getting the link that says accessibility, just click that link. Once you've done that, it'll bring the mobile site up. Once you've done that, it works great. For those who do wonder a little more about what exactly in the iOS app makes it not accessible, it's kind of hard to really explain without demonstrating, but essentially, I'd say probably about 97 to 98% of the graphics are not properly labeled. There's a lot of things that are labeled, but not very intuitively. There are some things you have to double tap on that you would never really know you had to double tap on until you actually did it and just, you know, kind of explored and kind of did it and figured it out, which, of course, is never a good thing. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to make some room up here on the countertop because I'm definitely going to need it. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Sorry about that. Anyways, so, yeah, that's kind of where we stand. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely doable, but I certainly wouldn't do it from the iOS app, most definitely not. If you're going to do it from the website, good luck. I have not been able to get that to work worth a shit. So, I do apologize for that, but that's just unfortunately how it is. Now, I did call corporate, by the way, regarding that. I'll be putting their number, by the way, up on my Twitter, as well as on my Facebook, if I remember to do it. If I don't remember to do it, then you guys reply to me and let me know that I forgot. And once I get that reminder, I'll go ahead and put it up for you. I'm not by my computer right now where I have the thing, and unfortunately, I stored the number on my desktop Windows machine, so it's not quite yet in my iCloud. It will be, but it's not quite yet. So, yeah. But at any rate, I did call corporate, and they didn't really seem very interested in really helping. They pretty well just told me, go to the Papa John's website, click customer service, go down feedback, fill out a feedback form, and yada, yada, yada. You know, just the same motif that a lot of companies try to shun you away from and do. I mean, you know, it would be one thing if I had never done that before, but the thing is that I've submitted feedback to Papa John's corporate before with the exact method that that lady outlined for me to take, and nothing was ever done. I mean, I don't know if it's just that we don't have enough people that are trying to, you know, whatever, or if it's just that they truly are just not really that interested. I really don't know, but I just know that the lady didn't sound very interested, and when I asked her who I'd need to speak with, she's just like, well, there's really no one you could talk to about this. I'm like, well, who could I write? Well, I can send up a trouble ticket. It's like, ma'am, a trouble ticket is not what we need. What we need is somebody who I can explain directly to what these accessibility issues are. I can get more specific with them. Well, if you send off the feedback, we'll receive it here at the call center, and then we'll forward it over to corporate engineering, development, and yada, yada. It's like, you know, how do I know you're not going to change the wording before? I mean, they probably won't, but do we really know that? I mean, again, they probably won't. 99% they won't, but you never really know that. I mean, it's going through it's going through a third party before it goes to where it needs to go. So I just don't really feel very comfortable doing that. And I'm sure a lot of you guys probably wouldn't either. So, yeah, their interest didn't really seem very great. Okay, they're here. I've got to go. Folks, I am very happy to say that I have just unpaused this recording and resumed it only to tell you that the driver from Papa John's just arrived. As you guys probably heard, my order was 100% correct. And yeah, I'm a very satisfied customer right about now. It worked very well. So, give me just a minute. I'm just locking this door back. There we go. And if you'll bear with me a moment, please. Gotta get my drink. And I've also got to hope that I don't. Careful here. Oh God, this drink is cold and I'm holding it, I'm hugging it against my waist and it is really, really freezing me. Not a good thing. Ah, shit! Hello, cat bowl. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, so it's definitely here. So I'm going to go ahead and head out of here and eat, but it worked very well. But getting back to what I was saying before I do get out of here for good, I do apologize for that false alarm telling you that this recording was over when it really wasn't. I didn't think I was going to unpause it, but then I decided on second thought I would, because I did want to finish that comment. Anyways, I did call corporate, and yeah, they just didn't really seem that interested as far as accessibility goes. As far as the website, and, you know, really even more so the iOS app, so that's really a bloody shame. In that respect, they kind of lost my respect a little bit as far as accessibility, but the fact that we can do it through the mobile website, hey, we're not totally up the creek without a paddle, so to speak. I mean, hey, at least that works. I will give them that. I mean, the mobile version does work great. And I mean, hey, you know what? Sometimes using a mobile website is better. I mean, look at Facebook, for example. I do the same thing with Facebook. I never use the full-blown site. I don't do that on my Mac or on my Windows PC. I always go to m.facebook.com. I always use the mobile website just because it's so less cluttered. I mean, it does practically everything I would ever need it to do and then some. I mean, I don't do all this Farmville stuff or all this app stuff or, you know, all the little pokes and games and pretty little visual bigly do things. I mean, I just don't do all that crap. There's no point in it. I mean, if I'm going to do Facebook chat, I always use like either Trillion or Adium or whatever on my Mac. So, I mean, either that or I'll just do it from the app on my iPhone. So, you know, there's really not much of a reason for me to even use, you know, the full-fledged site. Well, it's kind of the same with Papa John's. There's really not much of a need. So, yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't say running out of time, but I'm probably getting close. So I'm going to go ahead and end this recording. But I did want to let you guys just know that it is possible to do this. It's not the greatest, but it is doable. With a little work, it is doable. So, yeah. All right. Well, this is not a false alarm. I'm really ending it this time, guys. So, take care, and you guys let me know what you think. Hasta luego.